Moving on, and this is the second week in a row where I do a nursing tech video, and I think this one is awesome. And last week I talked about the Apple Watch, and we're staying with Apple this week, and this week we're talking about an ultrasound that you can use that is plugged into an Apple iPhone, into an iPhone. I think, oh my goodness, Apple, I don't know what y'all doing. I switched over from the Apple because I wasn't excited about this XS and the XS Max, but I am loving, absolutely loving these healthcare tech futuristic things that you guys are doing with the EKG last year and this week the ultrasound. So a startup that makes a new iPhone ultrasound device whose chief medical officer used it to diagnose his own cancer just raised over $250 million. The ultrasound, so for those who don't know, ultrasounds is basically they can see what's inside of your body. I'll show you some pictures around here. It's hard to explain, but it's used in literally everything. For you healthcare workers out there, for you nurses out there, you know this, I know this. You send people to an ultrasound for every single disease process in the history of the world, and it will help in some ways. It's not definitive. It's not as amazing as the MRI. It's not as detailed, but it finds out the immediate problem and it allows us to do our job much quicker and jump on it, right? But we, at the same time, we also know that ultrasounds are expensive. Ultrasounds, you have to wait for. Ultrasounds are, you have to make an appointment for. A lot of the times, if you're not inpatient, it takes days before you can go get your ultrasound. So there is a barrier, okay? Yes, so ultrasound is the safest and most widely used medical imaging equipment. It is used for medical imaging inside the body and can detect the presence of anything from blood flow to tumors to unborn babies. And you're saying, so cute, tell me about this new device. You're talking about ultrasounds in general, but I want to know this new toy that I can plug into my thing and I can check my own heartbeat, my own carotid artery levels. I can check my own, I can find the tumor, right? It's exciting stuff. So let me tell you. So the new device is named Butterfly IQ. I love that name. I think it's fabulous. It was inspired by this gentleman, Mr. Rothberg, and it was in a personal experience, and he was like, you know what, instead of waiting for the world or some, you know, engineer to come by here and build something, I'm going to do this by myself. And he did it in kind of a need because of his child situation. So it was inspired by Rothberg's own personal experience. His daughter was born with a disease called tubular sclerosis, which creates tiny tumors all over the body. The treatment procedure for this requires the use of high frequency ultrasounds and MRI imaging quite frequently, obviously. So if you're getting these tumors in your body and you need to figure out where they are before you can do anything to it, if you need to do chemo, if you need to do surgery, if you need radiation, whatever, you need to first figure out where it is, how big it is, whatever. And that is in fact why you would need an ultrasound or an MRI. So he was like, I kept on waiting. It was taking too long. Every week I'm going to the hospital waiting 3 hours to go into the imaging. I'd look at my medical bills afterwards and it'd be $10,000, $5,000, $8,000 every time I would get a test done. It is scary. It is wrong. It was the worst. He hated the whole process. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to take this in my own hands and I am going to make a portable, much cheaper, wonderful ultrasound device. Because of all of the imaging that his daughter needed, his bills would always be through the roof. Sending someone to an MRI ultrasound every week ain't cheap. So, and like I said, and they've been using ultrasound since the 1950s, but the cost is insane. But what does this cost? What does the new Butterfly IQ cost? It costs only $2,000. $2,000. So the next immediate question any human being would ask you, like, whoa, that's super cool. So, but Q, it's on the iPhone, number one, and number two, it's only $2,000. This might not work as great as the ultrasounds in the hospital, right? So obviously, so the device is not meant to completely phase out all of ultrasounds. But hear this, hear me out. As far as image resolution goes, the team said that in side-by-side comparisons with $60,000 to $80,000 ultrasound machines in the market right now, the difference is indiscernible. You cannot tell with the human eyeballs the difference between the ultrasound pics that they're getting from this iPhone new tech, the this Butterfly IQ, compared to $60,000 to $80,000 ultrasound machines. It's not going to phase out MRIs. MRIs, that's a whole different level. We're not even going to compare, because that's something else, right? But ultrasound, compared to $60,000 to $80,000 ultrasound machines that are in hospitals right this second, that are on the market right now, that are getting sold to hospitals, it is indiscernible between the iPhone ultrasound and those ultrasounds. I think it's beautiful. And just a fun fact to end this. In fact, last year, Dr. Martin, who was the chief officer, used the device to diagnose his own cancer. So he's not just putting it out there saying, I'm going to make a quick buck. And this Dr. Martin's not even the one who made the device, but he's championing it because he thinks it's wonderful. And I agree with him. I think it's a great thing to do. He's not just throwing it out there because he gets a kickback. He diagnosed his own cancer, his own life. He diagnosed it using this ultrasound machine, the Butterfly IQ. Wonderful. I think this is fantabulous. When technology moves healthcare forward, I think it's always a win-win-win.